What a day.
It's been a roller coaster.
He didn't even last until the puntata.
That's what I'm saying. It's been like 2 hours.
How evil. How maniacal of him.
How embarrassing.
But she's still in his bed. So, probation.
Yeah, I'm not going to give her her flowers just yet.
Mm-hmm. And she's on probation for a week.
Nah, you guys are the funniest part about the whole thing. I don't even care what she's doing on the screen. You bitches on my timeline with the gifts. Georgia, you putting out an olive bench to the Olivias? Get out of here.
Guys, why was everyone acting Fabio? He's not okay. Leave him alone.
Man, fuck Fabio. Fuck Fabio.
Fuck Fabio. This is fuck what he deserves.
He's crying and throwing up right now.
You better lay low.
You better lay low. Oh, Jesus Christ. Wait, I think Javier might be awake.
Like, actually awake or lucid?
He's always been awake. He's playing the game.
No, I thought as in he was out of his...
No. She means out of the bed. Yeah, he woke up.
God is great.
Wait, he woke up?
I don't know. I thought he was talking to Amanda, but that's Federico.
So I think someone in the translations, they said, because a minute ago they had said he just told Amanda he doesn't want anything outside either.
Yeah, he went to Amanda.
Apparently,
he was saying to Amanda
he went to Iago first, and then Amanda.
Yeah.
He went to Iago first, and then he went to Amanda and told her that he doesn't even think about anything outside. And with Iago, he told him that he's going back to sports and the world fashion,
back to sports,
the fashion world.
She's in fashion,
and these two different worlds. Yes.
Didn't he lose his contract?
Like, he apparently walked away from it, but clearly, when you have that much money, you can walk back into it.
No, guys.
Someone said that he's been dismissed, and the Brazilian people like got him out of the team.
Okay, apparently, Shai Lenzo said that's why we have to tell them, because he has like a court case about it.
Contract breaking. Exactly. Yeah.
He can work at McDonald's. I don't care.
They better claim the money back for them planes.
You just know the Olivias are scrambling right now, eh?
We know that his family is
I gotta go peek at the hashtag again.
Plenty of planes.
Guys,
now.
They were calling him a scared puppy. He's just so shy.
The Olivias never gave up. They always sent planes even when they weren't
even talking. I don't know what they're saying. Oh my God.
I just don't want them birth me, Zaudi, please.
Nah, everything will be good. Everything will be good, y'all.
No, guys, have
Zaudi, Zaudi knows who he is.
Exactly.
And if he goes back to her, if he tries to even go back to her, she's going to be like, fuck off. Because you
just
did this,
Zaudi's not
going
back to that.
I understand, but my thing is, Zaudi doesn't have any dynamics.
But Zadi also has no self-control when it comes to Helena. Like, if Helena says she's sorry a good five times.
Yeah. Tyler, please shut. No.
No, because you guys gotta, we gotta be for real. Zay would even go back to Helena a million times before she goes to Javier.
Yeah, I'd rather that.
Zay, please.
Now.
De Palma, come on now. De Palma, how?
Where someone said they need to put Zodi in witness protection.
They do.
Shyla and Kiara need her handler.
Shyla and Kiara, today when they defended Zodi in front of Stefania, I was like, thank God that they exist. Because Stefania is like an asshole, to be honest. I wanna know how they're gonna... Oh, yeah, they're gonna say that Javier is... He doesn't want to hurt you. See how good he is?
Bro, Helena started talking about weddings and thinking about weddings. The barbecue, future kids.
They were actually naming the kids yesterday, Lionel, and she was like lost. And then she was like, oh, Lionel is nice. Even though her face was like, I don't want to name him that name, but since you want him, okay, I'll go with you. And I'm like, girl, stop, please.
Prestis,
did you see what Prestis, please? Did Name you see what she said mad. about the kiss yesterday when they were kissing? She told him you stink.
Yeah, stink and sweaty.
She
and
did? Sweaty,
no, and then, no, yeah, yes, she and said then she asked him, did you, he was like, he told her I was eating, you know, the hot dogs and stuff, and then he kissed her again, and he was like, sorry, and then he kissed her, and she was like, did you smoke? And he was like, yeah, I was smoking outside, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, she said stinky and sweaty something.
I got a translation.
Yeah.
Amanda said, I don't understand it. Then Ruby Rose said, I've told him now I can't defend you anymore. And then Amanda said, you know how many times I've told him to? I love you, but you are indefensible.
Wow. Wow. Now? She's saying he's
indefensible. Now, bitches want to say something.
No.
Everybody took their meds this morning, I see.
Except Stefania, since she was like talking bad about Zeori, and Eva in the morning also, and she was like talking to Mateo and was like singing for him, like, stop, because Zeori was here. Okay, I need Eva out. We're gonna vote her ass out.
Yeah, Eva gotta go.
Did you see that Elena said to Javier, apparently, I saw a couple of translations, they were saying that Javier was saying two people will go out, he thinks that two people are going out tomorrow. And who do you think? And she said, you and who? I don't know yet. And I was like, who?
Wow. What a day.
Exactly. Wow, indeed.
He keeps saying he's blocked by what?
Oh, they're awake. They're talking.
Who's they?
Translations.
Javier and Helena.
Elena and Javier.
She didn't capio. Shit. We might have celebrated too early.
Well, technically no, because at least we know for sure that he don't like her at
I'm
all.
I'm not mad at them getting back together. I
I'm not
let them.
Yeah, I wouldn't care if they get back together because that just means they're away from Zayoti.
mm-hmm.
Period. Yeah, let them be together.
The moment she said capito, and I was like, okay, she doesn't. She says she's not listening at all. She doesn't understand shit. Need to stop with the capito thing.
I'm sorry, but if the person that I like says they can't do hugs and kisses with me, I'd kill myself.
No, literally.
I'd kill myself. I'd light myself on fire, Marie. I'd light myself on fire.
Literally.
That's so embarrassing.
Everything about this was embarrassing, and I was like, imagine, I'm like trying to cover myself, like, no. Imagine being the person and stuff, like, how?
And that's what Helena was realizing, because when she saw the Toma V video, she's like, oh.
Yeah, she doesn't get any of that.
Yes, gosh, exactly. And she said it today to Matea. She was like, I was about to distance myself from him. And I was like self-reflecting about a lot of things. And then he kissed me. And I was like, girl, let's be honest. You're the one who kissed him. He didn't kiss you. So let's not get that twisted. Exactly. But I get your point. Mm-hmm. He went. And but here's the thing. Frederico and Iago, they told her, you're going to talk to Javier. And she was like, no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And the moment they saw that she was actually backing away, Federico went to the kitchen and told Javier he needs to go and talk to her. And that's the plan that they started.
Like, guys, the thing too is there's only so many kisses you can steal. Like, if you guys will see that clip of Javier kissing her this morning, or attempting to hug her, but then she kissed him on his way up. And I said, babe, please. Yes.
We need to bring back a little thing.
Has she ever brought him breakfast?
No.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, exactly.
Thank you.
I got some translations. Javier said, it's no one's fault. Helena said, I didn't understand. No, wait. She said, I didn't say it's a fault. I'm just trying to understand you. And Javier said, why do you have to put feelings in here? And Helena said, because I'm trying to fight for this. And then she also said, so you can see I'm hurting when you say this.
Fight for what?
Oh, Prestice, please.
I got another one. Javier said, I get what you're saying. You can do whatever you want. And they're still coming.
He hit her with that.
Another one right here. Helena said, I'm trying to understand what I feel and what you feel. Javier said, don't doubt my feelings, though.
Your feelings are non-existent.
Exactly. Javier's a menace, you know? Like, absolute menace.
Helena said, I'm trying to understand you and trying to understand what you deserve from me. Nothing. She just kissed him again after he said no.
You're lying.
Prestice, please.
Did you celebrate too early?
Look at his face.
Prestice, help me.
He's like, I don't know in what other words to tell you.
Helena said, I'm tired. Please. And Amir said, I'm tired too.
Helena's just walked away.
He just covered his face with a pillow.
Prestice, help me help you.
He just needs to say it. He just needs to be like, I don't fucking like you. In those exact words.
I think he's tried his absolute best at this point.
He literally told her, I don't want the kisses and hugs. And she just kissed him again.
She's not listening.
Let's pretend. Okay, guys, let's pretend. Was that, let's say, it's a goodbye kiss?
Guys, did she capito or not?
No.
Not definitely. No. Definitely not.
Helena said, Helena said, what I'm saying is that you can't stop certain things. And then she said, how can you say, in quotes, I don't want to start something in here. How do you say this?
She went outside.
No, I said it a few days ago. That man could run her over with a lorry and she would say he's shy. I kid you not, guys.
Can we send her a plane now telling her that there's nothing that's gonna happen outside? Wake the fuck up.
Amanda needs to open her fucking lips.
We know that Amanda's
Prestice doesn't know.
See, and this is how you know Grana Fratello is grimy as fuck. Because why didn't they post their conversation?
They wouldn't. Right. Because the production is backed up by apparently by his family as well. They have a lot of hands inside.
Is his family powerful or something? Like,
apparently they are.
Wait, guys, was it a goodbye kiss or not?
We don't know.
Was it a good goodbye kiss or not? I don't understand.
I think time shall tell, Pepper.
Nobody understands.
It's true.
She was speaking in her riddles.
By tonight, we'll know if it was a goodbye kiss. I bet you.
I hope it's a goodbye kiss because, like, come on.
But I don't ever trust him, though. He does this and then leaves a little carrot dangling, like, oh, maybe obviously, outside, or I don't want to stop hugging you. Like,
let's send the plane. Nothing's going to happen outside.
Ever, by the way. He's never going to see her again.
Exactly. Now wake up. When is the dignity, the self-respect plane is going to fly?
Tuesday. In about 3 months, I think.
Been scanned.
Why isn't it flying tomorrow, for fuck's sake? It would have been perfect.
Thank you. Yes, she would wake up. I'm still, since the fact that she said that...
Oh, yeah, I think this plane's tomorrow.
Really? But is it that one?
I think there's... Someone said... I think there's the Diva two?
There's the Diva one?
Two.
No, I think it's two Zelena planes.
What do they say?
One is that slowly, go slowly, or whatever.
But never stop.
Wait, guys.
Yeah, that one. And then there's another one. I forgot what it is. It
was Amanda said she's going to tell Elena.
Or you're our house, something like that.
Amanda guys, it was supposed to be for today, but apparently production said no.
Wait, Amanda. Mm. Amanda's going to speak to her?
Yeah, oops. She said out of respect, she's going to tell her what Javi said.
Oh, God, my gosh.
Please.
Are you real?
Finally.
I know Amanda's
Prestis, please. Prestis, we're on this face begging you. Prestis, please.
Prestis,
on my knees.
Prestis,
please.
Come on, Amanda.
No.
Amanda, now is the time.
Guys, someone said we're dealing with baby reindeer.
True.
We should have known there were a few screws loose when her ex said she texted me, guys. I kid you not, she blew up my phone and we all said, nah, not lovable Prestis.
Not true. None of Vero.
None of Vero.
And now look, Prestis, please.
Prestis, it's time. Find yourself. Find yourself.
Prestis. Free yourself.
Come back to us.
Free your mind.
You better lay low. Come on.
you better lay low.
You better lay low.
Did you guys see the videos that they took on the camera from inside the house?
Yeah.
It feels so weird. Like, it feels like I'm in the house.
Yeah, it's like a little bit too, yeah, it's like right up in her grill. Yeah,
it's like up close and personal.
Like, damn, I took it. Oh wait, apparently Amanda said later I'll tell Hele what Javi told me out of respect. She needs to know. Prestis
later. Oh, tell this bitch now.
Prestis, gosh. Wake Prestis. Oh, awake.
They called her to the confessionale.
It's time.
Prestis free. Wait, they called who? Sorry.
Prestis. No, but before she went outside or whatever. Or before she spoke to him, I don't know. They did call her, though. I don't know when she went.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Lesbica?
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 She's been acting very interesting around Zaldi.
Yeah, she's not. Yeah. Anyway, Prestis is Prestis plotting?
Prestis?
Ooh, did Prestis plot?
Prestis plots?
Prestis, please.
Prestis, please. The thing is with her, she knows it inside. She, like, her instinct, she's literally fighting her own instincts.
Mm.
Yeah, because didn't she say that when that day she was crying, she was going to step back or whatever?
Yeah.
Then he came and manipulated her. Yeah, she said that today.
And
right?
Then she told gay man.
Mattia.
Gay Ginger.
Okay. Gay Ginger, yeah.
But what did Georgia say the other day? Her inner stinks. I don't trust it one bit.
Nah, she gotta know, because look, he just came outside and she didn't even look at him.
Wait, someone in the comments said she did not Capito because she looks too normal right now. And I do think that
she does not look normal right now.
You don't? You didn't think so?
No, I don't think so. She does not look okay.
But you know, Prestis, she crushes out like later in the day.
Later, yeah.
Yeah, but look, that's her man. He walked outside and she didn't even turn.
Prestis, attitude. Please.
Now walk off.
Prestis.
Oh, he's wasted
his chairs.
Did he went to go and get Ruby Rose or what? Of course, his little minion's going inside.
Bro, Ruby Rose is a plot. I know it.
He's like, yeah. No, he's an industry plant.
Yeah, he's a plant. 100%. Plant.
She knows.
He's there to gather info for production.
He's such a weirdo. I can't believe at some point I thought he was unproblematic. He's such a weirdo.
Yeah.
He's weird.
Like, they're not going to pick you. They're not going to pick you to be their third. Relax.
Guys, could y'all explain what's going on, like, currently? My teacher wants to know. She's like watching the live.
I know what's going on.
Ain't no way.
Not the teacher.
The teacher.
Oh, no one's gonna explain.
I want to know more about the teacher. I'm so curious.
So she like really likes this show. All right. Right? And she got us kind of like hooked to it now, and we're just a little bit lost.
Okay.
LGBT. I'll explain from what I know.
We're also learning.
Angel, wait, you're about to present in front of the whole class. Go.
Okay. So wait. Do you want me to start from like the beginning, or like what just happened from right now?
Yes, please. No. Like the beginning. Like just you don't have to like take everything. Just like sum it up in like so the good stuff up. That happens. Yeah.
Okay. So basically today, everybody, woke up, blah blah blah. Like went outside, blah blah blah. Then Helena and Javier were outside. Helena kissed Javier, and then he went through his whole little mental face thingy that he goes through after she kisses him. And then her and a few people were like inside, like in the house, and they started talking, and she was telling people about like her and Javier. And, just the basic shit that she'd be saying, she's telling them. And then, I know Zayori she wasn't feeling well also, and production was being like a complete bitch to her, for no reason. And, everybody started a little revolution. And then after that, everybody was at the table again. Her and Zayori was talking a little bit, but like Zayori really wasn't entertaining her. And then, she also ignored Helena today. Helena asked her a question and like she ignored her. And then Javier was talking to Amanda, was basically, telling her like, I don't like Helena, blah, 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 that same shit that he's been saying. And then he like broke up with her like an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, something like that. And then he was basically like, I think...
Wait. You said he broke up with her?
Yeah, like, he, like, tried to, go break up with her, basically. Because, they're not really dating, but, like, he tried to separate from her. And she capitoed, but didn't really capito. So...
You need to add, though, that he left the door. He said the outside bullshit again.
Oh, yeah, and he was like, he told, who's it? Amanda? It was Amanda, right?
Amanda.
Yeah, he told Amanda, and he was like, I don't want anything on the outside at all. Like, just the same thing he's been saying. I don't want anything on the outside. And, I don't want anything in the house. I don't want anything on the outside. He doesn't want anything with her. And, he keeps saying that. So basically, he kind of told her that, he doesn't want anything. But she tried to give him, like a situation. Like, we could try this. But, like, he was really kind of like, no, like, I still don't want anything. And she didn't really...
No. To be fair, he said to her that he'll be clearer outside. That's why...
Oh, yeah. He'll be clearer outside. But he told Amanda that he doesn't want anything at all outside. So, he lied again. And then she kissed him. And then she left. And now we're here.
Wait. He basically broke up with her or whatever, and then she kissed him?
Yes. And he had already told her that he doesn't want, like, the kisses. Like, he said he still wanted hugs, I believe. He was like, I still want, like, hugs from you. But, like, the kissing, he was like, yeah, that's a little too much. And, yeah, so after that, she did kiss him, and then she left. And now we're here.
And now we're in this predicament.
Yeah.
Is she lucid or not?
That's why I said she capitoed, but she didn't really capito.
Well, now he's telling Max, Amanda, and Ruby Rose, so let's see.
Oh, but yeah.
That's crazy.
That's the day.
Thank you so much for explaining that.
Mm-hmm, no problem. I'm sorry if it was bad. Bad explanation.
It sounds unbelievable to us, too.
Okay, I can keep going.
Guys,
and she capitoed. No, Amanda needs to tell her that he said, I don't see anything.
And bro, I just know Amanda's tired of this because with Zeldy.
Oh, exhausted.
Well, she would have been over this if she would have just told the fucking truth.
The truth, yeah. It's her own fucking fault. She was trying to delude her. I see you guys barbecuing. No, you don't, bitch.
I see you guys on the outside. No, come on now.
Chelsea.
Amanda. Come on.
Amanda.
Now.
Come on now.
Get off my back.
Oh, Jesus.
How do you think she's going to react?
Guys, last night was actually jokes.
How do you think she's going to react to what Amanda says?
None of it.
Bro, why did Ruby Rose say, I can't defend him anymore? He's the fucking one who...
Wait, what?
Apparently he told Amanda, I told him now, I can't defend you anymore. Like, saying that he told Javier, I can't defend you anymore because of probably what he's doing. But he's the one who's egging him on.
Yeah, exactly. He's just as much of a liar.
Snake.
Yeah. It's one of those where the Martinez family said, go and help him, but if he betrays us, shoot him in the head.
Do what needs to be done.
Wasn't Ruby Rose the one who said, who told Helena, like, oh, Javier wants something with you on the outside. You just have to wait.
Oh, gosh.
You guys, for what it's worth, the puntata tomorrow is going to be juicy and I'm missing it. I feel sick. Ugh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm gigging.
Are you going to watch the plane?
Wait, the plane in the morning?
Yeah, like the plane.
Yeah, absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Wait, is the bad vibes plane, not the bad vibes plane, is the dignity plane tomorrow or no?
I don't think so.
I don't even know. At this point, I'm like, we're better off just seeing them because I feel like the plane, oh, this is coming, this is not coming. Like, it's all conspiracy theories at this point.
It would be evil work by production if the plane that was like Zelena's for Zaudi came like tomorrow after she got broken up with right before the puntata.
So they would do it. That would be cinema.
Foul. Amanda said, you know how many times I told him to, I love you, but you are indefensible.
Yeah.
To his
what?
About Jafar.
And then what she's...
He's currently telling her the same thing that he basically told Helena right now to Amanda.
What?
Georgia, your tweet about the hell of years killed me, took me out.
Face.
It's actually crazy. He couldn't handle it anymore. Because, you know, he knew damn well he was lying.
First chance we get, Frederico goes out.
Out.
First chance we get. And I don't think he has a fan base, so we should be fine.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Guys, we should have brought back Federica and not the old hag.
We should have. She would have had some lashings for people, I think.
And she would have started drama for Alfonso. Mm-hmm.
Their percentages were so low, any of them could have come
back. Well, we didn't know any better. We were just focused on Helena. I legitimately didn't even care who else went in at that point.
No, literally, I didn't.
I split my vote. I voted for Helena and I voted for Federica because I thought she'd be funny.
Me too. I split mine as well.
Fuck, I wish more people would have said to vote
Federica. Smart people. Yeah, yeah.
I split mine for Federica because I knew she... Guys.
I think Ava goes this week, though.
She better.
Is Ava up?
Yeah.
Half
the house is up. Because they're protecting
Jafar. True. You think the old hags are going to put up Zeldy?
Stefania, I don't know whether she'll do it, you know, but she'll say something.
I really want them to put Zaudi up, if I'm honest. Because, like, then we can start seeing people's true colors.
I think Pamela will do it.
Yeah.
But do you think Shyla and them would put up Helena, like, and then the tags?
No.
Didn't Shyla even say yesterday, I don't have a problem with Helena?
Yeah,
all their focus has been on Jafar. They've like not even said anything about Helena. She said she feels sorry for her.
Iago and Jafar.
Imagine your enemy feeling sorry for you.
Like,
wow.
No, literally. Like, that's how you know it's bad.
But even if I feel sorry for Helena.
Yeah.
I mean, we all feel sorry for her. Like, she's literally being manipulated. Like, that shit is sad as fuck.
Guys, Fabio and his people are having a space right now, and they're all shitting on Javier.
No way!
Yeah. Vote for Max!
Oh my god, the tables have turned.
You better let him.
I hope they actually stop voting for him.
When he
stop voting for him, let him go home.
So I wonder know how strong we are.
Yeah. I wonder though if he either just couldn't fake it any longer, knows he's faking it and thinks he's too obvious, or if Big Brother just told him, like, you're actually being a bit, you know, you should have spaced this out a little bit. Because he went straight in. So maybe he clocks, oh shit, I'm a bit too obvious with this.
I think so
he's literally been with half the house.
Like,
no, but I don't know how people didn't clock that.
Everyone
clocked it. I don't think he couldn't do it anymore. I don't think it's GF.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Dude, when Shyla clocked him, she was like, he's only doing this for the puntata. He's only kissing her because they dedicated like a whole episode for them. I was like, oh my god, you're so right.
He clocked him.
Yeah, and the only reason why they kissed is because he had to now prove a point that he wasn't trying to do this for like whatever reason. Like, he had to prove a point. And now he realized, like, he already knew, but like, he doesn't want this shit at all.
And he's also calculated because of the puntata tomorrow. He probably thinks, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me end this before that. Well, they're still going to do it, but maybe not as bad.
This man is like, if this isn't the bridge I said I'd cross.
He's just going to be like, well, I tried it. Instead of, well, I was faking it.
Yeah. Yeah, because now he can use that excuse. Well, you know, I tried it. I kissed her and, you know, I still didn't find anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were in different wavelength. She was going too much.
You but a little.
You.
Frederico said, if after a kiss you have doubt, that's an answer.
Like, God forbid he goes for ZAPE, but then that'd like be another contradiction from him if he went from her and, I don't want to do anything in the house. My head is scrambled. Da, 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 da. So interesting.
Amanda said, Amanda said, you told me you liked her kiss, but now you're saying it's like Kiara and Shyla.
What? Compared.
Come again, please.
The Kiara and Shyla's.
Angel, I did not get it.
Amanda said, you told me you liked her kiss, but now you're saying it's like Kiara and Shyla. I don't know. Frederico says, but if you do everything to give her attention and make her feel something that isn't right, it's not right. And then Javier says, but how much I wish I wasn't here to experience this. Then Javier says, you understand, Frederico, that after I pass for that I deceive people. And Frederico says, if people want to attack, get hit, because being with Helena, and then you can't just stay with her to not get attacked by people, then you're wrong. And Javier says, I repeat, I just can't, after 5 months in here, create a relationship. And what I told her, don't doubt what I feel. I don't like that, but this translator, they don't type really well, so you know, read between the lines.
The translations make me feel dense sometimes.
No, that has. Frederico said, but tell me one thing. Would you like to know her outside of here? And then Javier said, yes, of course. I would like to try to live her outside. It's much better this way.
Huh?
Then Amanda said, but then how would you have done with Shyla?
Clock it. Oh.
Yeah, because this man was in love with Shyla. Mm-hmm. And then Javier said, but with Shyla, it was different because it was the beginning. And if this thing would have started from the beginning with Helena, it would have been the same thing I did with Shyla. So he said, so you're saying that if Helena was Shyla in the beginning, you guys would have broke off in the end anyways.
No, I think he's saying if Helena was Shyla from the beginning, the walls he had out there quote unquote relationship wouldn't have been there. He would have he would have jumped into it and let himself feel more. But because he's what he has with Shyla, he's more defensive. Not that I'm defending him.
Right. Federico said, in my opinion, with Zayodi, it would have been easier because you both started from scratch. Instead, with Helena, it's more difficult and it scares you because for her, it's already a concrete thing. And then Amanda said, what's your biggest fear? Can Federico shut the fuck up?
How the fuck would Zayodi be started from blank space? Zayodi said herself it was not blank space because she has feelings for someone else. What the fuck?
Why is Federico acting like he wasn't on the fucking outside?
Right. Literally.
Like, holy fuck.
Like, 2 weeks ago, no? As well.
Literally. Like, you saw everything.
Wait, I feel like English is not my first language. What is he actually saying?
Who?
Javier.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't understand what he's saying. Is he saying, like, if it was Helena and not Shyla, they would have been something and still would have broken up? Or is he saying that he wants something on the outside with her? No capito. I'm confused.
Who was it that was it Georgia? That you gave the explanation? What you thought?
If it would have been Helena instead of Shyla, the walls that he's put up with Helena wouldn't exist. He would have been more open to feel and explore it. But because he had that thing with Shyla and it ended so miserably for him and he got his heart broken, he wasn't able to give himself to Helena like the way she wanted him to.
But Zayodi,
I don't know about that girl. I don't know.
Translations.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go.
Amanda, so after Amanda said, what's your biggest fear? Javier said, do you want to know? I don't know if it's really what I want. And in here, I don't know. I really don't know what I want. And then Federico said, even with the kiss, you understand a lot. And Javier said, yes, like I did with Kiara, which was nothing else. But with Helena, I felt something anyway. Also for the fact that she got angry with me and doesn't talk to me anymore. It's not nice. Javier said, I don't want to disappoint anyone. Federico said, I can tell you one thing that, okay, you want a friendship and you don't lack anything because you have kisses and hugs, but you should try to detach yourself. And then Javier said, okay, but you know what the fact is, and that when I tried to do this thing, we argued. And when Helena looked for me for a hug, I also looked for her for a hug. This is a fact. Javier said, I would accept the fact that Helena tells me to look. I don't want to have anything with you anymore, and I can accept this thing.
So he wants her to break up with him so he's not the bad guy.
The bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he has such bad nice guy syndrome. It's killing me.
And then Amanda said, yes, okay, you accept this thing, but at a certain point, you should take control of the situation. But if you that path, you have to make sure you have to make sure you miss Helena's sweet attitude. Federico said, and it's right that at least you don't hurt yourself and you don't hurt her, even if it will be difficult for you initially.
First of all, Federico, shut the fuck up. Second of all, let's all stop infantilizing this man. Someone say, hey, go break up with her if that's what you're feeling, or I will tell her.
Mm. Right. No, but the thing is, she already did that. She already went to him and said, okay, like, I don't want to do, like, we can't do, you know what I mean? She did that fucking
thing. Yeah, when she got back. She said he put the line between them, and then he kept hovering near her for, like, exactly. 2 days, waiting for her to break.
She already did that shit, so now why is it...
Can I add to what Georgia was saying? And Federico actually made sense, because when Georgia was saying Shyla broke Javier's heart, that's why there's a wall, blah, blah, blah. And Federico said that's why it was easy with Zayodi, because they didn't know each other, they didn't have a past, because Helena's been there. Like, it makes sense that Federico said, oh, there's already a foundation with you and Helena, that's why it's not new. But whereas with Zayodi, it's easier because it's something new. So it does make sense what he's saying.
Oh. Yeah.
True.
Federico says... Oh, wait, no. Never mind. He's talking about Amanda and Max. Never mind.
But Federico also doesn't make any sense because there's two people in the situation between him and Zaudi, and Zaudi already had a history with somebody else who had a history with him. So regardless of, like, if they didn't have anything, like, there's still a history there that makes everything they do more complicated.
Mm-hmm. Right, but the history isn't between them. So it's easier for them to start from scratch and build something up from there because they're feeling...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. These people speak in riddles. I don't...
Angel, is this true? Like, I saw a tweet saying Shyla and Kiara talking to Stefania saying that Zodi doesn't actually feel something for Helena but feels something more for Javier?
Huh?
As far as I'm concerned...
I don't know how true that is.
I don't think that's true. I haven't seen anything on that. Yeah.
Because if it is, Maury tweeted it and was like, we're being gaslit at this point.
Because they literally just said, she literally just said that she's basically in love with her yesterday or 2 days
ago. Yeah, yesterday. So that makes no sense to me. They both specified that, you know, that they know that Zaudi feels for Helena. So, because literally Kiara yesterday said, she was like, Zaudi, like, you're in love with her. And Zaudi kept saying, no, it's infatuation. And Kiara was literally like, well, you're in love with her, but, you know, okay, you say you're infatuated, basically. So... I don't think that's real. Max,
fucking translations.
Max said, unfortunately, we are human, and sometimes it happens that the heart prevails. Federico said, on one side, there's Helena, who has very clear ideas, and on the other, Javier, who has confused ideas. Max said, in my opinion, the responsibility is for both.
Period.
Yeah. Talk your shit, okay, Black Max.
Black Max has been on.
He's so lucid.
Ever since Zaudi said, don't play with me. Yeah. He said, okay, I'm not playing games anymore.
Ever since Zaudi pretty much called him irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. A piece of furniture. Do you know when we said there was a shift or like something's not right? This is what we were talking about.
Yeah.
It's not right.
But I'm back to being scared of the Bundata.
I can't believe I'm missing it. You guys hold it down.
I'm only scared of the Bundata only because if they show, like, if they try to make it seem that Zaudi has been like down or whatever because of Javier, I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
No, I don't think they can. I literally don't see how.
Yeah, because she hasn't even talked to him. But that's what we've been saying on the timeline, so that's been making me a little nervous.
But didn't they say there's gonna be a confrontation?
She said the thing about liking a boy for the first time since she was 16 or something like that. So they might spin that, but I feel like she's in the mood that she's just going to shut it down on live TV again anyways.
But,
if they
even with that Pepper, as well. Oh, sorry. Even with that, Pepper, I don't know that they have enough. You know how, like, the Puntata clips, they wouldn't just use one phrase or, like, I just don't think they have enough to even try that, but we'll see.
I'd hope that they air out Javier and that's why him and Zaudi start fighting. Because she said, I promise you, if you hurt her, I'm coming for you. Yeah, and if Agent Beast is right about them having a confrontation, I think it's going to be like in the living room after a clip. And she's like, you're a piece of shit.
Right. I need him to get called out like that really badly.
Real bad.
You better learn.
So if Agent Beast is right, then this whole breakup thing is planned. Because there should be a confrontation because Zaudi said don't hurt her or I will come for you, whatever. So the confrontation will only work if he actually hurt her, which is this breakup.
But we all seen this coming, though. Even we have to assume that Grana Fratello even seen this coming.
Of course.
Because he just doesn't like her.
Even if they were scripted to muck about for a few days, he clearly does not like her. He couldn't even pretend to try as much as he could with Zaudi. So
that's what I'm saying. I think even production is confused.
That's what Shyla was saying. She's like, she was even laughing. Like, this isn't the Javier that I know that's in love.
I can't believe Ruby Rose is the one that speak. I was just cussing him, but you know what? He's still a prick for what he was doing.
Do you guys feel bad for Helena?
I do.
Yeah,
I do. I call
her a dumb bitch doesn't mean I don't feel bad for her. She's been messed around. Like, even talking about Ruby Rose, the way he went up to her at the party and like, even before, like, on the swing when she was kind of like, oh, like, my instincts, and then he gets up and fucking goes and gets Javier, like,
right.
The whole house is, as much as she, like, needs to wake up and she acts like a fucking idiot and is a bit slow, the whole house gaslights her and he manipulates her, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they did the same thing to Zaudi when Helena was out of the house that week, where she was, like, sad and being like, oh, like, I think I miss her, like, I think I like her, and they're like, what about Javier? What about Javier? What about Javier? Mm,
exactly. And with him, he didn't realize how, just how much she really liked Zaudi. So his way in was,
guys,
he and her are going to get close by talking about her.
I have the daytime translations.
Oh.
And I also have this real quick, too.
What was the daytime clip?
I don't know. I guess it maybe just came out or something, but they just gave translations. But I'm going to read this real quick. Federico had said, the fact is, to put your heart aside and do things with your head, you will suffer, but for a while, at least afterwards, it'll be much better. But Javier kissing Helena has provided her right, and it's Javier who has problems. And then Amanda said, in my opinion, Javier is asking himself too many questions. Ruby Rose said, also doing harm, but out of respect for a person. Then Ruby Rose said, for now, it would be better. For now, it would be better, not forever. Then you'll see. But to stop everything since you don't feel like it. And he's right. And then here's the daytime. Javier said, the idea that someone more than friendship could develop is something I would have never thought of. That's why I don't want to plan anything. I just want to see what happens and do everything with respect for the other person. Then Helena says in the daytime, I think Javier is a very intelligent person and knows how to keep things at the right time, because it's true that there is... dot dot dot, oh my god, what could happen there, question mark, it's so complicated in here. Then Helena said, I'll say goodnight to him, but now I want to give him a kiss, a real kiss, with a bit more intention. And Javier said, we'll definitely see some good feelings, we got closer without even realizing it, and it was nice like that, maybe it's the beginning of something, who knows. Then Helena said, so yeah, we kissed. It was a pleasure. Then she made a pleased gesture. And he said, let's take it slow. And I told him, yeah, you did well. And then I went back to bed. And I don't know if this is the end of the daytime. Yeah, that was the end of the daytime. And then Amanda just said, though it would be better to live everything much more calmly. Then Javier said, but Amanda, I don't live it well at all. Then Amanda said, then you have to take some distance and make a decision. Then Max said, by making that decision, you will see that this thing from another point of view of the situation. Navier said, what a chaos, what a chaos. Translator said, LOL, you're making chaos with an idiot. Then Ruby Rose said, you should think a little about whether or not you want this thing in here or not. That's it.
Also, daytime is just a kiss, about the kiss.
Yeah, it's just about the kiss, pretty much.
Right.
And Grande Fratello just posted about Shyla saying, when you like someone, you have no breaks. I'll pin it.
Let me refresh.
Oh.
Let me watch this daytime. I gotta see this shit.
How exhausting.
No, Georgia, I was literally just thinking that. It's exhausting. I don't know how, like, Amanda and them still have the, like, head to listen to it. At some point, I'd be like, can you figure it out, please?
The only person that's going to get burned here is Helena.
Yeah, and we knew it as well.
Like, it's so obvious.
It's actually kind of sad, honestly.
Zodi knew, everyone knew.
But I feel like he hasn't figured out. Like, he wants to be liked so badly by the public that he won't say anything. And now she looks even dumber than what she did when she walked back in there.
He wants it to be super, like, he wants it to be mutual. And the thing is, he's just a prick because she was coming to her senses and then he went back because he wanted to just try so hard to look good and look like, oh, like we're doing this thing. And like she actually tried. Well, a couple weeks ago, she, you know, she drew a line under it.
In the daytime, she she literally crawls into his bed.
Oh wait, I need to go watch.
I'm sorry, but that shit was fucking funny as hell. Hold on, I got translations real quick. Javier said, after Federico said, you know, you should think about whether you want this thing in here or not, Javier said that I'm really starting to get tired of being here. Oh my god, so then let's vote him out.
Leave.
I'm really starting to get tired of being here, but everything that's happening isn't doing me any good, but I'm trying to do my job. And then Max said, it's all training to then stay out. You who have no responsibilities, stay here, my friend, believe me. And then
he's being a victim again.
Javier said, people outside want to see me with Helena, but I don't even know if I want it. Then Javier said, and I can't figure it out in here. And then, yeah.
Who's people outside? Your parents? Be so for real.
His papa.
He's such a victim. Ugh, I want to leave now.
Good. He literally told his fans he wants to go, so they need to stop voting him, like, right now.
Go.
right now.
Like, I don't think he's okay.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
Like, if he's playing a game, he would be with Helena. He would write it out. But he can't because he doesn't like her.
He wanted to play the game, but like you said, he doesn't fucking like her. And it's 24 hours in there. It's intense to be fake. At least if he had, like, a little attraction, he could probably fake it for longer. But he's not attracted to her whatsoever.
Apparently, he just
likes the attention she gives him.
Apparently, he just said, people outside would like to see me with Helena. Come on now.
Come on now, Javier. Yeah.
He just likes Amanda?
Jafar, please.
Amanda is so, dude. Even in her confessional, like, after, because, you know, how Javier yesterday told her that, like, you know, they kissed. And then, you know how she was all happy and stuff? Okay, so when she got called into the confessional, she's literally like, ugh, I'm so happy. And she's still dancing in the fucking confessional. Like, girl, you was never this happy for Helena and Zaldi. Like, girl, fuck you.
I just don't think any one of them takes the Zelena thing seriously.
At all, yeah.
No, I think Amanda is to Helena what Kiara is to Zaldi.
Nah, Kiara's real. Like,
I'm 50-50 on it because Kiara says some shit too.
Yeah,
though,
she did say some shit, but like for the
when it's
I
come
feel like
down
the,
to the yeah.
Yeah, she's real.
When it comes down to the feelings, she knows it's real.
Yeah. When it comes down to actually looking out, like telling her the truth, at the end of the day, she will. That's kind of the difference. But Kiara has said some shit, you know. But Amanda's just like, they're like opposites. Amanda just doesn't open her fucking mouth. She knows everything.
No, but I think they saw that plane. You know that plane that Amanda and Helena got? And she was like, okay, let me just rock with this bitch. That's what a fan
is. I truly think she loves Helena, though, but she's just... She doesn't open her mouth at all.
Yeah, I think she does, but that plane also changed how she's gonna be friends with Helena.
Like, let me not shake this shit up. Yeah. Let me not shake it. Let me just go with it. Especially with no Luca in there to bounce
same
off him.
Same with Stefania, because Stefania saw the revolution, no GF, no...
Mm-hmm. I got a translation. Javier said, then tomorrow again, it'll be a massacre out there.
Hold that.
And he can't wait for me to make a false step. I don't know he, she, if that what that translation is. Amanda said, not only out there, but also in here. You know, he'll get massacred. Then Javier said, by doing this, I have a much greater chance of getting out because people want me to be with Helena. I know because Iago said this program is also a bit romantic. Then Javier said, Helena is not a girl I would have an adventure with. And then Federico said, because the others will have transmitted lightness to him. Understood, Amanda? Question mark. Then what? Javier said, but Helena told me when I went out, I could do what I wanted, but I didn't do anything because I was thinking of you. And then Javier said, let's start from the fact that I have made 1,000 problems, even in respect of women, for this thing that I want extreme transparency. That yesterday I already spoke about it, and I already spoke about it yesterday with Federico and Alfonso, and then today I told Helena this transparency of mine can be push a person. This transparency of mine can push a person away. I could also easily carry on a relationship that all people want, but I would have been fake.
Wait, sorry. Can you go back to what Federico said, please?
Yeah.
Federico said, because the others will have transmitted lightness to him. Understood, Amanda? Question mark.
No, no, like the sentence before.
Did he say something about he would have gone to her?
Oh, no. Javier said, Helena is not a girl I would like to have an adventure with.
Mad. Did he say that Helena told him that when she went out, she was only thinking about him?
He said... Javier said, but Helena told me even when I went out, I could do what I wanted, but I didn't do anything because I was thinking of you.
Because she was thinking of him.
Yeah, she was thinking of him. Yeah.
So we did get played.
Did get played. Period.
But my thing is, Javier had no problem trying to save Zaudi from homosexuality. Like, can we clock that real quick?
No, literally. Literally.
Bisexual?
Wait, guys, we got played again.
Well, the Shy Lenzos had already clocked us. I don't know why this is not new to us. Why do we keep getting played?
No, because you know how other Zelenas are defending Helena. They're like, oh, she was actually thinking of Zaudi, but when she saw the clip, no, she literally said she was thinking
not
of
to be Halulu, but she could have been. But she could have been.
Navy.
You're so heavy up. Navy. No, wait, Chris.
Navy, this isn't a crash out space. This is a chill space.
She still could have, with her heart is divided in two bullshit, but she only told him his side.
So. What?
She never said she was thinking of Zaudi, though. She's been saying say that she was him, only though. Thinking of...
Bro, it did She's not even take 3 days. Here, how do you have this much energy? Bro,
did Kiara and Alfonso break up or not? I'm so confused.
He went back to her quickly. Quick. Oh, he said, Jafar's on the loose.
Guys, now we've got ex-Heleviers, ex-Zelinas, and that all hate him.
Fuck guys, him. When he's up for Fuck elimination, we're gonna have the most bombastic alliance. Literally Coca-Colastic fantastic alliance.
Mary, your thoughts.
You could just tell Navy finish with a client.
Navy, we did this like 40 minutes ago.
How did you this so much late. Energy?
Oh my god, Gilio, look what Gilio said.
He caught him.
He said, Navy,
wait. Me.
Gilio said, you changed your mind already?
Fuck.
Guys, when I tell you, I came out of the office, I turned on Twitter, and I saw the news, and I turned, I jumped in the street. I was like, yes!
She said, I came out of the office.
Yeah. Mind you, Navy's office is she's a therapist. Like, she wrapped up a session.
She said, are you feeling okay now? Bye.
Yeah. Woo. You guys don't know how happy I am.
I just pinned translations of the conversation that they had in bed.
Disrespect the life, that's a no.
Hey.
My niggas dressed in that robe.
Ride
for my guys, that's the bro code.
Bro code! Love.
You know what? We all got a party with Navy, because, like, this is celebratory moment.
Maddie sis.
Oh, this is so embarrassing for Helena tomorrow.
Fabio, what's going on, Fabio?
Yeah, fuck Fabio. Fabio.
Guys, nah, this is
Fabio. Not Navy Fabio.
That's me.
Not Navy Fabio's face. Wait, what?
You was crying,
just to
innit?
Confirm. Wait, Navy, one sec.
Hey!
Navy, one second.
Hey, Navy.
What's
Navy,
you testing me?
Navy, one second.
Keep on in my phone, sick and sexually. Every time.
Yeah, that Shyla Kiara thing was fake because they were saying to Stefania earlier that Zaldi isn't Helena's friend. She has feelings for her. And then Kiara was just like, well, she didn't think Helena was coming back and Javier showed interest in her. But as soon as Helena came back, Zaldi knew who she actually likes and had feelings for.
Oh, yeah.
So that person was fucking stirring.
Stirring shit. Make sure you block them.
People should get cancelled for that kind of propaganda. Let me put the person who said it.
Wait, but I have a question. Maybe I'm just slow. But didn't Helena say she put a line underneath her and Javier? Like, confused on... She said, my heart's divided. I had to come back to figure some things out. I put a line underneath me and you, Javier. Like, how did we go from that to my wife?
Tyler, she just says stuff. No, she does say shit, but then he went back on her also.
I actually do believe she came in with like a certain level of like clear-headedness, but I mean, and it sucks. All it took was one gaze and more like a little bit of affection, and like I guess Javier sat on her bed while she did her makeup and Helena like lost sense.
I got a translation. Amanda said, wait, did you pin the thing?
Pin the what?
The thing?
What the thing? Oh, the girl? I lost it on my tail. I'm looking again.
Oh, bad. Yeah. Amanda said, but look, Javier, that even if Helena gets a refusal, it's not like anything will happen in the end, whether it's tomorrow or in a year. Anyway, she'll come to terms with it, and then always reiterate that Helena's giving 100 and you're giving 50. You understand that at a certain point, it starts to be heavy. But it starts to be heavy. But if she gave you 50, how would you feel? And then Javier said, I would be much more peaceful inside. And then Frederico said, in my opinion, to better understand the situation, you would need her to behave in a different way. Because if she makes you feel good, you instead create too many problems for yourself. And then Javier said, but I don't even know if I want it. I can't figure it out in here. And then that's when Julio came out and said, you changed your mind already?
My God, let's finish this off. It's so good. That's the best
bro,
day.
Jafar's friend is actually right.
Frederica.
Oh my God, Navy.
It's 4 p.m.
You guys.
We haven't finished work.
He's five.
I don't know how you have this much energy, Navy. Oh, God, I haven't finished work, man.
Oh, I don't open doors. Oh.
I think you guys need to be censored. I'm going to close the space.
Navy,
how happy. Yeah. I really didn't think he was going to end things, but he did. He did. What's up, Fabio?
But Navy, they kissed right after.
She forced that.
Well, she kissed him.
She kissed him.
Yeah, she kissed him.
But he was there.
It was the goodbye kiss, you know.
It was
like,
a goodbye kiss.
Goodbye, my lover.
Goodbye, my friend. Helena's fifth rejection.
You have been the one.
You have been the one for me.
Javier said, if I had implemented a strategy, I would have made the ship because I know that people want us together. It could have led me to win. Javier said that.
What?
Javier said that.
Bastard.
Ooh, the bastardo. Those bastards. You know what? Hey, sick one. Stay in your fucking bed. I don't want to see you nowhere near ZDP. I'm telling you. stay in your place, sick one, with your craziness. I don't want to see you close. I told you before, I will cut your throat. Don't even play with me. Stay there.
Javier be playing a victim and says, it pisses me off that I always look like the guy who hits on everyone and gives them a taste and leaves. That's what you are.
Come on, man. Come on now.
There's cameras everywhere, dude. Like,
basically, come on.
Oh, yeah, guys. They're fucking pissed at Javier.
Ooh,
yeah, they're pissed.
Guys, let's go into that hashtag.
No, it's in a space. It's in a space.
Oh.
Yeah, they're pissed, though. Fabio's in there. What are they saying?
Did you catch any more?
Oh, wait, yeah. Put them in here. Let's listen.
Did you catch any more? What are they saying?
Infiltrate.
All you need to know is they changed the Helavia hashtag to Helena's only.
Pardon?
They changed the Helavia hashtag to Helena's only.
Ooh.
Wow.
What is wrong with Amanda? I've been telling you guys, Amanda is the ops. Because why haven't you told Elena this bullshit yet? Why?
She says she will, apparently.
Okay. She's the op. You know what? Okay. Keep voting for
the hilarious liking Jigglier's comment.
Ooh.
All I had to say to the Jigglier's is this is what Zaudi was feeling last week.
This is what I said. You guys would have won if he didn't hate her. But he hates her. So you can never win. I fear.
Love wins.
Bullshit.
Ooh, this feels good.
It feels great.
Please, Zodi, stand on business. Girl, please. Zodi. Please, Zodi. Please, I'm begging you. Please.
Someone said, Federico said, at this point, you have to accept that he's withdrawing for his own good and for yours. You have to try not to live it. And Amanda said, you can't do this back and forth anymore.
Goodbye, my
Now that everybody's on the same page, clearly, they need to stop voting him. Then he'll get voted out. So then he knows that he's hated by the public. And then unfortunately, very unfortunately, he'll come back in. But at least he knows that he's hated. And then we just hope that he gets put up that same day. And then he goes home. And then all is well.
Do you think Helena's going to try to spin a block back on Zaudi?
Of course.
100%.
In like 1 week.
She's going to say,
like,
you opened the world for me.
Piano.
She's gonna be like, remember when I said piano, piano?
No, because like even
Helena's gonna start seeing them.
Those planes, guys.
Them colors.
When those planes are going to come, that's when she's going to.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Helena's gonna see those planes, and then it's over. She's gonna.
Maybe if you haven't seen today, like even today, before he's done his thing, she's been like slowly approaching her.
Yeah. When she was holding Zaudi by the pool. When Zaudi was like,
guys, it started yesterday. It started yesterday when she was like, "Come do yoga with me. Come do this with me."
She's hovering.
She's slow cooking.
Maybe I need it. I need. Wait, Zaudi, please.
She's not getting it from
Jafar. And I want to.
Zaudi, please.
The only thing I saw. The only thing I saw, and I want to address, is this fucking fan base name. What is wrong with you guys? What the fuck is Mrs. Miss me with that shit? What the fuck is
mad?
Mad.
Do you want yourself to be called Mrs. Are you a Miss?
They're saying De Palma's is bad because her dad's name, so it's triggering.
But it's her last name anyway.
It's her last name. If she didn't like her last name, she would change it.
Exactly.
It's simple as that.
What's wrong with
ZDP?
No, but I like ZDP. Like, I'm a ZDP truther.
Like
that's ZDP. What I'm using.
It's because they've decided that they had already named her Mrs. and they're like, just stop.
No,
you're creating confusion.
Bad.
Now.
Stop it.
Okay, but guys, can we talk about Kush trying to say Zaudi sexuals?
Guys, what are these photo shoots? What the fuck?
Guys, please, let's
look at. I got a translation. Zaudi. Sorry. Julio said, "Your limit is trying to control your emotions a little, so as not to hurt her, and also for the context, but when a person gives you 100, but you give 20, see, he clocked that shit, because Amanda said, who is it? Amanda, she was like, oh, she's giving you 100 and you're giving 50. No, Jillian clocked it. She's giving you 100 and you're giving 20. So try to leave the handbrake and maybe go to 40 and then you should try to do this. And then Federico said, in my opinion, he has already done this thing after he has braised her, in my opinion. At this point, you should take a step back and then see what happens when she doesn't talk to you. Then Federico said, from the outside, they are judging you for what they see and not for what you feel. And if I were outside, I would have definitely said you were a piece of shit. then Javier said, but I just can't. If I'm like this, it's right that I'm like this. And I don't want to pretend to carry on a fake story. And because then if we go out of here and they don't see us together, they're going to say, you did this all for show. And then Amanda said, poor thing, how complex it is.
Nobody want to see us together. But I got you. Are you guys watching this?
I'm just going to say it. Zodi would have given her.
Yeah, I'm watching it.
200% even.
Zodi would have given her 500.
Wait, I'm not watching the stream. What's happening?
Clownery is what's happening.
Zodi, I don't even know. Well, right now, they're about to do another photo shoot.
And Tommaso's Ava, a baby.
Oh, God.
I can't wait for them to hear this shit.
Tommaso's in a diaper, and Ava is in a cat suit. And
no.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Who is this for? Is this for the puntata?
I don't know.
Probably. I mean, everybody's done it so far, if I'm not wrong.
I guess.
I got a Glock in my eye. 17. I'm not sure. Let me see that ass, mama, and I got this soda. It did not even take 2 freaking days. He said, I'm done. I'm tired of your ass.
He said, I can't fake this shit no more.
He said, I can't do it, Lucius. I can't do it.
He said, the stipend isn't worth it. Please, I need out.
I can't do it, Lucius. I can't do it, Lucius.
Do you know how much he hates her? Because that's a man. That's a man.
Her man.
And she won't stick by him.
Her man is playing I Don't Fuck With You by Big Sean in his head every time he looks at her.
You better
know. You lose.
I'm everyone.
You need to leave.
You need to leave. Guys, I'm so happy. Now I want to see what will happen tonight at the party.
Yeah, I want to see how she reacts to this shit.
There's a party?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
She's going to be belligerent.
Parties are Wednesday, Saturday.
Oh my god. I hate parties.
Although I don't think the Wednesday parties are like proper parties. I think they just drink alcohol, right? And then Saturday's a party party.
Oh, I just saw the thing of her getting close to it. It was not necessary. You could have been beside her. It was not necessary to get behind her like that.
She's putting the little blocks down just in case.
But she's so stupid. All you have to say is, I'm sorry for calling you Bobo and Falso, and she'd be good.
Mm.
Oh, my days.
No, but she doesn't understand why she's distancing.
Yeah, she can't wrap her. I think, guys, okay, unpopular opinion. I think it'd be way more than, hey, I'm sorry I called you falso. Like, some of the stuff she said cuts deep. Like, I think it would take a proper sit down.
There needs to be a change in her.
Yeah.
Bro, why is there 1,000 people in here?
Guys, what the fuck?
Oh my gosh.
Well, no, they
wait, guys, I've turned on the stream. What's happening?
First time, work time, but anyway.
As you British would say, she has to put in the graft of a lifetime.
Exactly.
Grafting, man.
And as the literally. She has to hammy. Ram.
For she has to yearn.
You guys, what is happening? Why is Tommaso real bad? Why am I watching Grown Tomato with his thumb in his mouth?
That's not a lie. Tomato,
he literally has a diaper on.
But when I tell you Tomato is sexy, that man is. Are you anti bisexual? What's wrong? He is sexy. Let's admit it. That man is, and he knows how to. One of the rare men that don't wear
skirts. Mari, stop it.
She doesn't keep the hint.
Mari.
That wasn't me this time.
It's Mari for me.
That censorship.
Put 40 minutes in this thing.
We're being censored.
Yeah, but guys, I need to close. Kush, you open.
I can't. It's like 2 a.m.
Fuck you, Mari.
Someone open and I'll be there.
Just open a later one, man.
Okay, someone open and I'll be there. Angel.
Okay.
Will you just open later?
Hell no.
Unless something happens.
Yeah.
Maybe go open one.
Unless something happens, then we'll do an emergency one.
No, nothing's happened. We can literally just open later.
Yeah, just open when something happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then there's like 1,000 people here.
You guys are jobless as fuck. It is a fucking comedy club. I feel like people just come here to laugh.
Yesterday was funny, guys.
We're the most unserious space. Yeah.
Yesterday was actually so jokes.
No, but like, yesterday get like off my back. Did you guys see that?
But, guys, I went through my comment section, and she's like, she be telling those people to get off my dick, get off, jump over my camera. Bro, yesterday was so funny.
It was funny. Oh, I might go stalk the Hurley Airs.
On that note, bye guys.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I'll open it just tomorrow in like 4 hours. I'll open one in 4 hours.
Yeah, see you guys later.
Sleep, Kush. Yeah, speak later.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.